Hello and welcome to episode 6 of Learning to Code in HTML. I am of course Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech, and in this episode we are going to be learning about the wonderful things that are forms, in particular front-end development of said forms. Now you may recall from the episode 2 that front-end development is that which the users see, and back-end development is what the server does, in simple terms. We are simply going to develop a front-end form, so we are just going to make, in very sort of simple terms here, we're just going to make a very pretty form that doesn't actually do anything. This is simply because the back-end code would be handled in PHP, and this tutorial is not called Learning How to Code in PHP, it's called Learning How to Code in HTML. For that purpose, however, let's crack on with a bit of code and see what we can come up with. So, open up your preferred document of choice, and let's begin. First of all, when considering forms, we have to consider the first line, which is obviously the opening of the form tag. There are several attributes that the form tag can have, but we're going to cover two very important. Before all that, though, let's do less than form space. As I said, there are two attributes that the form tag can have. They are method and action. The action is where the form will go. So where do we want this to be sort of sent? What do we want this to do? In that regard, you can have, for example, the name of a web page, which would obviously send it to a different web page, whether that's a back-end script or another HTML file. Or you could, I believe, have it directly mailed to you through a mail to thing. So that would be action equals quote mail to colon your email address. Not the most secure way in the world, probably not the best in terms of format either. But that's up to you how you want to handle that in the long term. The other attribute is method, and method as a rule is either get or post. And it literally just defines how the content is delivered to the subsequent script. If you're using the get method, then it will be included in the web URL of your page. So for example, your web page might be mydomain.com/myform.html, and then it would say question mark, name equals quote Bob quote, and like the and sign, age equals 5 and agree to terms and conditions equals true. That would be the get method, whereas the post method is a little bit more complicated. For the sake of this example though, we're going to do action equals and then just two quotes, we're going to leave that blank, and method equals get. So what this will do is it will just refresh our page, because quote is like empty quotes is just this page, and it will update the URL with the things we enter. So what does a form actually contain? It can contain many things, from edit boxes to multi-line edit boxes, checkboxes, submit buttons, combo boxes, checkboxes, you name it. We're going to cover those very quickly. Some of them are very similar to each other. First of all, we're going to cover the input tag, I-N-P-U-T. Now, the input tag generally takes at least two attributes. It can take a lot more, but for the sake of this, we're going to give it three attributes. The three attributes we're going to give it are type, name, and ID. And you'll see why we need ID in a moment. First of all, the type is quite obvious. What is this? It's a field that accepts input, but is it a text box? Is it a checkbox? A radio box? What is it exactly? For the first one, it's going to be a text box. So in that case, it would be less than input space type equals quote text quote. Then we're going to give it a name so that we know what to refer to it by, space name equals quote your name quote, and then ID equals quote. As a rule, I just put your name again quote, and this is one of those tags where you don't need to, it's not the sandwich form, so you could just put slash greater than or just a greater than sign. Now, the reason we need that ID there as well as the name is the name tells the browser what to refer to it when it's submitting the form to your script or to the URL. The ID tells the web browser what to use internally on that page. And the reason this is important is because of a tag called label. When screen reader users are navigating a page, they would like to know when they enter a text box what it's for. Obviously, you can have text written to the left of it that says, please enter your name in this box. But for a screen reader user navigating using certain keystrokes and such to jump directly to the text box, they would miss that entirely. So in that regard, before the input tag, we will put a label tag. And this takes the form less than label space for, F-O-R, equals quote, I'm just going to put name, quote, greater than, and then in there we just write your name less slash label greater than. So once again, that's label for equals, so label space for equals quote name quote greater than your name less than slash label greater than. Then we can write our text field, which would be the less than input type equals quote text quote name equals quote name quote and ID equals quote name quote greater than. As a rule, I then put a line break at the end because then we're on a new line for the next edit box. That is an edit box. Well done. Next question, how do we make a checkbox? Very similar, in fact it's almost identical, except instead of type equals text, we do type equals checkbox. So it would be label for equals quote male quote greater than. Check this if you are a male, less slash label greater than, and then less input type equals check quote checkbox quote name equals quote male quote ID equals quote male quote greater than. Very nice and simple. There are a couple of other ones, radio boxes for example, I believe is input type equals quote radio quote. There's a few others that you can use as well, like password fields and things like that. Again, have a look at the W3 Schools website for that. They give great details on all of those. You can also define character limits and things like that, how long the box should be, what size, how it appears, things like that. Again, all on the W3 Schools website. Next up, let's cover the next simplest, which would be the text area. Now, text area refers to a multi-line text field, and it's defined in a similar way, in that first of all, we need the label element, the less label for equals quote some sort of ID quote greater than a label less slash label greater than. But instead of using the less input type tag, we are instead going to use the less than text area, all one word, T-E-X-T-A-R-E-A space name equals quote whatever quote ID equals quote whatever quote greater than, then less slash text area greater than. If you wanted something to be in that field originally, such as if you were, just an example, if you made a web application which allowed the user to edit documents that they saved on your server, you might want to fill that up with what they've already written. So you would put that content between the less text area greater than tag and the less slash text area greater than tag. The final element that I want to cover in these forms before we go on to the submit button is combo boxes or drop down lists. And there's two elements you need to know for the drop down lists, a bit like with your bulleted and numbered lists. First of all, we need to actually create the drop down list itself, and we open this up with a tag called select. It's less select. And then very similar to the tags we just covered above, you need name equals quote something and ID equals quote something greater than. And just to clarify, that's less select space name equals quote something quote space ID equals quote something quote greater than. Obviously replacing something with your name and ID of choice. Obviously again, you'll need the label element set up for this as demonstrated with the input field above. Now we add items to the drop-down menu, as it were. And this is done with the option tag, less option value equals quote item one, quote greater than, then item one, less slash option greater than. You can do this for as many as you want, so I'm just going to do two. So less option value equals item two, and then item two, less slash option greater. Do that for as many as you want, and then just close the whole thing out with a less slash select greater. That's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? I say. So that might seem a little bit more complicated, but break it down. It's pretty simple. You've got the, it looks very much a bit like your list elements from the previous episode. You've got the select and less slash select. You have, which are a bit like your less UL greater and less slash UL greater than. And you've got the list items, which are for the drop-down menu enclosed in option tags. Finally, let's cover the submit button. Submit buttons are made very similar to the text fields in that it's an input method. You don't need the label for this. It's simply less input and then type equals quote submit. And you'll need to put value here. Value equals quote submit quote greater than or whatever you want your button to say. If you wanted your button to say click this for a free virus, then that's what you would write in the value field. Basically defines what the user is shown for these. And then you round that out very nicely with a less than slash form greater than. And if you follow these steps correctly, you can now save your file and open it up in the web browser. You will have a nice little form. If you fill that form out, click submit, and then go to your URL, you will see it appends the values to the URL. One final thing to note with these is you can add the word required to the end of input fields and text area fields and such. So for example, with the input field, if you wanted to make sure that they definitely checked the I agree checkbox, you could do less input type equals quote checkbox quote name equals quote agree quote ID equals quote agree quote space required greater than. It works very similarly to the download attribute given to the anchor tag for links, except this one's obviously required, and it makes sure that that has some sort of value in it before the form will actually submit. That's about it for episode 6, a little bit of a shorter one, but obviously a lot more detail, I suppose, in terms of what things we've covered and such, and I hope you found it particularly useful. I look forward to seeing you in episode 7. This has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.